This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We just went over a list that Sports Illustrated put out of the 10 worst draft choices in the last 10 years in the NFL.
It was a barrel of laughs, I tell you.
Why did we do it? Well, the Browns had three of them. Coleman, Johnny Manziel, Justin Gilbert. Frank's in South Bend, Indiana.
You can put it that way. I could put Jeff had to
How
read it.
You?
Misery loves company.
Frank.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Dan's not so hot.
I'm a Browns fan, but I think there should have been a fourth Brown up there.
Which one?
His name is Deshaun Kizer.
Oh, Deshaun was a second-round pick.
Second-round draft pick, that's the only reason.
Oh, he was second?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
And if Hugh Jackson hadn't thrown him out there too soon, he'd have been just fine, Frank.
Oh, no.
Come on, Frank.
Oh, no.
You're in South Bend, you know better. You know he could play.
My bad.
It's all right, Frank.
Oh, now you yanked the cord and we got to let the whole song play, don't we?
No. No, you don't.
There's a snake in my boot.
No, leave him alone.
Somebody poisoned the water hole.
He's all right. Browns have a second round pick late in the second round. Mel Kiper of ESPN has put out a draft, and Mel's thinking defensive tackle. That's all well and good.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
They need to make an investment on the other side of Dalvin Tomlinson. Siaki Ika hasn't done a whole lot to impress anybody about anything.
Yeah, but he's only a second-year guy in his third year. Second-year guy, and it was a third-round pick.
Well, and you got Jim Schwartz here, who you know wants to have waves of pass rushers.
And you brought back your guys from last year. And so and Mary Kay Cabot was on with us on Tuesday. She was leaning defensive line. I can make a great argument for defensive tackle. I really can. And I think that's a pretty good one. With Shelby Harris and Mo Hurst coming back, you know, veterans, you're going to want to bring some new blood in there. And I think that would be just fine. So I could go for that.
Sure. I'm good with it. Where this team is situated and this team is built, I don't think there's a wrong answer. Like, honestly, outside of kicker and punter and that kind of stuff, I don't think there is a wrong answer. I think it is best available where you need it.
All right, but let me ask. Okay. And you know what? I think that's the best way to build an NFL roster, and I think that's what Andrew Berry will do. Let me just ask you this one, though. Between bringing back Hurst and Harris and having Ika, who you hope in his second year does something, and bringing in Quentin Jefferson, is that enough at defensive tackle where you have Jim Schwartz wanting to play a fleet of defensive linemen? And before we even get there, I'll add this. Is Myles Garrett and Oba Okoronkwo and Za'Darius Smith and Alex Wright and maybe another guy, whether it be Isaiah McGuire, Cousin Lonnie Phelps, Jaden Peavy, are they enough, or do you need another defensive end? I would think somewhere, Dan, in the draft before you get to the seventh round, you're adding another defensive lineman.
Well, it fits the way that Schwartz wants to play, and it fits the way that the Browns want to dominate the trenches on both sides. Like, I could see them going offensive line. I could see them going defensive line. It all makes sense in that regard. There's no glaring, screaming need on this team. I mean, I know some people will throw their hands up in the air and say linebacker, but, like, there's no glaring, screaming need on this team that you're sitting back and going, oh, my gosh, we have to get this in the draft. Like, it's just not there. So you're going to take best available. Does a defensive tackle make sense? Sure. Jim Schwartz loves playing a boatload of them. You had a boatload of them last year. You're bringing back basically the same group. I mean, it's relatively close.
Mm-hmm.
On defensive ends and defensive tackles that seemed to get the job done last year. Let's do it again. Like,
I must tell you, I still keep leaning wide receiver. Because if I'm looking at this team and I'm thinking, where would I like to see even more of a push? Because I know how the league is. And you're laughing at me.
I am, because I feel like you'd watch The Greatest Show on Turf and sit there and go,
Well, no.
Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt, Ricky Prohl,
and you know
Azar, Hakeem.
They had
fifth.
They had fifth. Two guys who were primo. Two. We have one.
They said.
And he's about 30.
They said, you'd watch that team like, they need a fifth.
Well, no,
I don't think they got enough.
Take a look around the NFL. The teams that are with the explosive offenses have more than one really good wide receiver. Are you ready to tell me Jerry Jeudy's a really good wide receiver?
No, I think it's.
I'm not either.
Frankly, think it's insane they gave him a long-term contract.
Are you ready to tell me Elijah Moore was just a blip on the radar the last year or two? You're in with New York, and then you're here, and that he's going to be really good this year.
I'm good with it, but you made it. This sounds bad. You made your investment. They decided to invest in Jerry Jeudy. They see Jerry Jeudy higher than I do, and I'll go out on a limb and say you do, and if I'm incorrect, please correct
me.
No,
that is correct.
They see him in a brighter light than the two of us do. And I don't know where the fan base sits on Jerry
although
Jeudy either.
I like Jerry Jeudy, and I'm okay with that. My only thought is this. It's supposed to be a really good wide receiver draft, and I would like to see somebody else added to that group outside of, like, the sixth or seventh round of the draft.
And I'm sure they will. I mean, I think they take a wide receiver in every draft, right? I think in the past that's been the
seems
case.
Seems that way. Andy Berry has the last 3 years.
And so
third round.
They've clearly decided this is the group that we're going to roll in with, and whoever's going to be brought in is going to have to battle with David Bell, and is going to have to battle with Cedric Tillman, and is going to have to battle with all of those guys to get on the field. So who knows? Maybe he wins that battle, and life is great. But it clearly seems like the Cleveland Browns feel comfortable running out Elijah Moore, Jerry Jeudy, and Amari Cooper, and let's see what this looks like in a new offense that we've never seen.
Marcus is in Aurora. Hi, Marcus.
All right, Marcus.
Hey, guys, great to talk to you.
You as well.
I don't think that Sweat, the D-tackle who just got a DUI, I don't know if he slips to 54, but if he's at 54, I guarantee you they're going to look real long at taking him. And at the receiver, the other guy from Texas, I forget his name, he's 6'4", 210.
There are a couple of wide receivers from Texas who are expected to be late first round, early second round picks. Marcus, you're right.
Yeah, I don't know if he gets to 54 either. He's 6'4", and I watched enough Texas games to know that he made a lot of plays. So, what do you think? You think Sweat slips all the way to 54?
I doubt it.
No,
I doubt it, and it's not a gas mask situation, is it?
The bong
Sorry,
and
Marcus,
the gas mask.
You. Yeah.
Well,
I
or even
but there's you're expected to have good defensive tackles sitting there.
Oh,
they're
goodness.
Not supposed to there's not supposed to be a big run on them. There will be a big run on wide receivers in the draft. I just wonder if somebody and I'm not advocating you must pick a wide receiver at the second round. I'm not. However, if one of the guys who's considered like a late first round pick drops to you at 54 or
sure.
drops into the second round and you think you can move up 5-10 spots and get that guy, then I'm all for that because, honestly, your biggest investment on the football team is sitting at quarterback and you need to give him weapons. And though I think Jeudy could be really solid for this team, I'm asking him to be something he hasn't been. And though I think Elijah Moore is still interesting, I'm asking him to be something he hasn't been. And Amari Cooper, I'm just asking him to do what he's done. But he'll be 30 at the start of the season. what time do wide receivers usually start to slow down? That you look at the clock and you think, oh, well, wait a minute, he's at 30. So that's the only reason why. And if it doesn't happen this year, it might happen next year or whatever. There was something else that happened.
Yeah, I don't think there's a wrong answer.
Okay.
Like, that's where I'm going into this draft thinking is I don't think there's a wrong answer. I think it's best available, whoever the Browns believe is the best available in the non-kicker and punter division. That's the direction you should go. Just best available player.
Now, I've got something that's much more critical to talk about with the Browns.
No, I'm excited.
This happened this week. We haven't discussed it yet. This is critical.
Okay.
It's not locked in. It's not Brazil. The NFL has changed its uniform policy.
Oh?
To allow teams to wear alternate helmets.
Oh?
More so. Now, it changed in 2022. You could wear an alternate helmet. And we saw the Browns last year with their whiteout uniforms, with the white helmets and the brown stripe and the orange down the middle. Right? Well, teams are now allowed to, starting with some teams coming up this year, and teams that are redesigning their uniforms for 2024 have been offered the option, and it's now been extended to all teams. A third helmet.
A third helmet?
A third helmet.
A third helmet.
What would you want to see in a third helmet for the Browns? I can tell you. I've got it. You ready?
Okay, fire away.
All right. We have the orange helmet with the three stripes.
Which Azaleas.
We have the white helmet with the three stripes. If I'm the Browns, I'm going off the board and going wacko. I'm either going to have a brown helmet, like a dark brown helmet,
okay,
with numbers. I'm creating a logo. I'm putting a C on it. I'm putting a CB. Or I'm putting like a Jacksonville Jaguar fade, a Tennessee Titans stripe fade, something like that. Either going to be dark brown, like the uniform color, or kind of a metallic bronze type of cool-looking, different look that would accent the brown and the orange and be a little different. But this is, I mean, you took your orange helmet, went white, and changed the stripe color. This is your opportunity, Dano, to go for it.
See, and
come out with something cool.
What you're saying with this is the same way, like, I'm assured at some point we are going to get the City Connect jerseys for the Cleveland Browns coming down, or for the Cleveland Guardians coming down. I hope they do the same exact thing as what I'm going to say. I agree with everything that you laid out. I would go gunmetal gray. I have always thought gunmetal gray is a cool color.
Except for one thing. Does it really fit with orange and brown in any way, shape, or form?
Heck yeah, it's gray. It matches everything.
If you went gray with just the orange, I think it could work.
Gray matches with everything.
Except gray's not a team color. Does it need to be a team color? Well, bronze isn't a team color either.
Yeah, I was going to say, we can make it.
Oh, we were going to say.
We have the technology. Ah, you say.
You don't say.
You don't say. You didn't say. We can make it a team color. Like, that's, I thought from the very beginning that some kind of gunmetal gray to go with the brown and the orange would look really cool. And so if you decided to take that helmet where the white is and go almost a gunmetal gray there with then the orange and the white on top of that,
lose the orange and the white. Let's do something different. We don't have to be tied to three stripes on the top of the helmet.
Well, I figured
think outside the box. I mean, you have a beard. You have style.
Oh, I do. That's
think
all
outside
it takes.
The box.
All it takes is a beard to have style.
Think outside the box. What would you want, folks?
What does it
on
take
a third
for me to
helmet
have class?
For this team? Third helmet. Come on. You've got, and you can't help but love the orange helmet if you're a Browns fan because it's iconic. Then you turned it to white, and you didn't do anything drastically different with it. You just changed the color pattern around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You get a third helmet now. Go for it. Go for it.
I'm okay with
throwing. Come on, man.
I mean, you got to throw a little bit of an accent color on there. Like, you need something so that it just doesn't totally look like the Great Gazoo. You know, like, you need some kind of secondary color that's sitting on there. So that's why I would say, okay, then do the orange with the gunmetal gray and do the orange and the stripe and then let that do the talking.
To me, this is marketing opportunity just like crazy. A third helmet, FYI, will not be able to be worn with the team's regular uniforms. No, good. That means you got to come up with another kind of uniform too. Just like with the second helmets, you know, the all-white helmet, you can only pair them with the classic, the alternate, or the color rush uniforms. If you wanted to do that and you're the Browns, the classic uniform is basically what you're wearing now anyway.
Correct.
So you could kind of get away with that if you wanted to. I just think it's opportunity right now. Who's with me?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.